Za Svobodu, called Be Free in English, is the title of a new exhibition the Czech National Museum opened on Tuesday's anniversary of the start of the Velvet Revolution. It's located in the institution's new building, the former home of Czechoslovakia's Federal Assembly, and is co-curated by Lucia Svěrčeková.
We created this exhibition in order to show the four-decade period in Czechoslovakia between after the war and 1989, to show how propaganda was omnipresent here and to show how free information did manage to get into the country. We'd like to bring people today closer to the atmosphere of that time.
Přiblížili atmosféru té doby dnešním lidem.
Bratříčku, nevzlikej, to nejsou bubáci, vždyť už si velikej, to jsou jen vojáci. Přijeli v hranatých, železných maringotkách.
Be Free is divided into two halves. The first focuses on the 1950s and 60s, featuring, for example, chilling video footage of prosecutor Josef Urválek opening the show trial of communist politician Rudolf Slánský. The second half turns the spotlight on the last two decades of totalitarian rule in Czechoslovakia. Svěrčeková describes some of the items on display.
Máme tu ohrádku ze soudních politických procesů.
We have a court dock in a section dedicated to the show trials of the 1950s, a dock where defendants stood. We have original and replica balloons by means of which Radio Free Europe flyers were dropped into the country. We have a clock that was in the studio of Radio Free Europe when it was bombed. And we have the original designs for the logo of Civic Forum, which were done by the graphic designer Pavel Šťastný. They are in the free space, the final section of the exhibition.
Ty jsou v tom svobodném prostoru, v té závěrečné části.
Podařilo se mě získat důvěru pracovníků československého oddělení.
Among a number of videos running in Be Free is this one of a 1976 news conference featuring Pavel Minářík, who was an STB secret police officer. A former presenter on Czechoslovak radio, Minářík was a spy for 7 years at Radio Free Europe in Munich and was later used by the communist regime in an attempt to discredit the station. He was also accused of planting the bomb referred to just now by Lucia Svěrčeková, though he was cleared by a Prague court some years later. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, is one of the partners of the Be Free show. The station moved from Munich to Prague in the 1990s and for several years was based in the former Federal Assembly building that now houses the exhibition. Prokop Tomek is another of its curators.
Toto místo je památné, protože tady sídlil.
This place is remembered as the home of the Federal Parliament of the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic. It was a place of propaganda and lies, because the parliament had absolutely no impact on affairs in the country. It was a formal puppet institution.
Formální a loutková instituce.
Tato budova byla takové taky trochu divadlo toho, jak se tady vlastně byl ten.
This building was a bit of a theatre. The parliament was here and then the radio station. Our exhibition is a bit theatrical too. It shows, partly using videos, how this place spread demagoguery in various directions. Then Radio Free Europe was here, so we've got everything covered, I think.
Na Evropa, takže v podstatě máme snad pokryto všechno.
Pavel také zmínil dopis, který občanské fórum poslalo prezidentu Bushovi a Michailu.
This recording from Be Free features Radio Free Europe journalist Pavel Pecháček, broadcasting news of events during the early days of the Velvet Revolution, directly from Prague's Wenceslas Square. It's one of a number of rare audio materials visitors can enjoy. Prokop Tomek.
V těch 50. letech máme nějaké nahrávky z Rádia Svobodná Evropa z těch počátků.
In the 1950s section, we have some recordings from the early days of Radio Free Europe. But what I think is extremely interesting are recordings of phone calls to RFE, or actually to the Free Press Agency, which collected information from Czechoslovakia in the 1980s for RFE. We have recordings of people like Václav Havel and Petr Uhl, who were relaying information about what was happening in dissident circles, about persecution, about demonstrations, and so on.
O persekuci, o průběhu demonstrací a tak dál.
Those recordings, never publicly heard before, can be listened to via actual phones, in the same kind of phone booths from which Václav Havel and others spoke to the Free Press Agency in Munich. Near those booths you'll find a recreated center for the production of illegal underground literature.
Máme takzvanou samizdatovou dílnu, jsou to cyklostyly, psací stroje.
We have what's called a samizdat workshop. There you'll find stencil duplicators, typewriters, equipment which was smuggled into the country, for instance, for the Charter 77 Foundation. It was used to make samizdat, meaning self-made books and magazines. But in the 1980s, samizdat also involved tapes featuring music and video. So you can see how, as time went by, citizens managed to spread free information themselves. They weren't dependent on official information or information smuggled in by exiles.
Finally, once you've seen all that, you might want to go for a coffee. Prokop Tomek.
Ta výstava vrcholí v takové improvizované kavárně, kde bude možné si přečíst.
The exhibition culminates in a kind of improvised cafe where you can read some printed samizdat materials and exile literature. It's a kind of free space that you get to after a section dedicated to the fall of the Berlin Wall and the Velvet Revolution. It's a space that shows where we've come from and what kind of world we're living in today.
Jsme vycházeli a kde vlastně dnes žijeme.
Za svobodu, or Be Free, runs until June next year.
Bratříčku, nevzlikej, to nejsou